Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Life is like an unmarked road. You travel it, but you have no idea where you're going. Yet the road, like life, is interesting. There may be a pleasant surprise at the next bend, and then sorrow or even tragedy at the turn beyond. But the road goes on, and so does life, and so do the people living it. Penny Gibbs met a tragedy along the way, but she's going on, looking anxiously ahead to what's before her. This morning she's dressing to go downtown for an appointment when the doorbell rings. From her upstairs room, Penny says,
"Somebody better get that door. I'm not dressed yet."
"Well, I'm on my way to answer now, Gibbsy."
"Thanks, buddy. If it's for me, I'll be down in a minute."
"Yeah, okay." "Yeah? Hello.
Hello. My name's Hodges. Don Hodges.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Hodges. Come on in. Know all about who you are."
"Uh-oh. My fame is spread."
"Yeah, it has. One end of the Gibbs house to the other. You want to make a movie star out of little Julie Martin, don't you?"
"I not only want to, but I'm going to."
"Oh.
Where's Miss Gibbs?"
"Oh, she'll be down in a couple of minutes. Hey, come on in. Make yourself comfortable. My name's Freddy."
"Glad to know you, Freddy. What's the rest of it?"
"Lang. Think you can make a movie star out of me, too?"
"Well, now you might be surprised."
"Look, all this kisser of mine is good for is a pie receiver. And Pie Flame went out with the Keystone Cops."
"You got it wrong. A pretty face isn't important in Hollywood anymore."
"No?"
"Don't tell me you really want to be in the movies."
"Well, the dough sounds pretty good, and the hours aren't bad, and I think
don't kid yourself about the hours out there, Freddy. Many a top star has to appear at 5 in the morning for location shots."
"Well, 4 o'clock in the morning doesn't bother me. I'm a farmer, you see, and, well, I don't get my name up in lights at all."
"You stick to farming, Freddy. People have to eat."
"Well, here's one people who has to." That's why I'm a farmer."
"Well, you'd never be cast as a farmer in pictures, Freddy. You look like anything but a man behind the plow."
"Well, the man behind the plow is the man on top of the tractor today, Mr. Hodges. Anyhow, I wasn't born a farmer. I came from the back streets of New York, and about the only harvest I got from that field was what I could reap from trash cans."
"Oh, you came up the tough way, huh?"
"Yeah, but not because it had to be tough. I was just a little wise guy who thought it was being a sissy to do things the right and the easy way." "Mm-hmm. Hey, what am I popping off about myself for?"
"Mine is a face that can launch 1,000 words."
"And I got a tongue that can spill 1,000,000 words when it gets going. Sorry I spouted so."
"Skip it. I'm glad you did. I like to have people tell me about themselves."
"Hmm?
You know, you can't know a person who doesn't tell you anything, and I like knowing people. By the way, I really came to Rossville to see Penny Gibbs, you know."
Yeah, I heard about that."
"Gee, you can see she was a beautiful girl before the accident."
"And she's going to be okay again, too. Just as terrific to look at as ever."
"I certainly hope so. What happened to her?"
"Oh, she was driving down to Heatherton with Barry Carlton. They were going to be married down there that night. Little girl ran across the road. Barry swerved the car and went into a ditch, turned over, and, well, it was pretty bad. Barry died a couple weeks later, and Penny..."
"When did this happen? A long time ago?"
"Oh, I would say 2.5 to... No, I guess it was 3 months ago. Not long enough ago for Penny to get the guy out of her bonnet yet. If she ever will."
"That's tough. It was pretty obvious to me that she had some kind of trouble. But I didn't know it was as bad as all that.
Well, you two seem to be getting along like old friends.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Oh, good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Mr. Hodges. Didn't expect to see you so soon. You said you'd call when you got back to town.
Well, I was going to call, but when I passed the drugstore down in the corner, I was in front of your house before I could get up the energy to stop my car and go in and phone.
Well, it really doesn't matter.
Say, look, you two will have to excuse me now. I told Nora I'd run downtown and get her some things. Oh, and say, Hodges, don't forget me when the movies are looking for a new screen lover, will you?
Oh, Freddie, Lang,
sure.
Out of here. Oh, Lord.
Don't worry, Freddie, I won't. He's a nice kid.
Yeah, we're all very fond of Freddie. But I remember the time when he was about as pleasant as an overgrown juvenile delinquent.
He hinted to me that he'd had rather misguided beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
But about guiding the beginnings of little Miss Martin's career, Miss Gibbs, have
yes,
you...
Yes, Mr. Hodges, I have talked to my lawyer about it. He phoned me early yesterday and said he saw no reason why we have to have Peg's permission to go ahead with the screen test.
Swell. Then the kid's as good as on a way to start him right now. I didn't think your lawyer'd have any objections, so I made reservations for a studio in New York for the day after tomorrow.
Oh.
I'll pick you up
well,
then.
Well, that's very short notice, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, I tried to get a studio for later, Penny, but I couldn't. If I didn't take the studio for day after tomorrow, I couldn't have it again for another month. That's why I had to take it on tomorrow.
Well, I suppose I could get her ready.
And get yourself ready, too. I want you to come along. And your mother, too, if she can make it. A trip to New York doesn't hurt anybody, and it's all on Don Hodges.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I'm afraid Mother won't be able to make it. See, someone has to stay and help Nora with the baby in the house. So, Julie and I will be ready Thursday morning.
Fine. And here's Julie's first job.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the line she'll have to read when we make the screen test. Now, someone will have to help her memorize them. Do you think you'll be able to handle this?
Oh, I think so.
Well, all right, now that we're all set, I'll phone New York and hire an actor to do the scene with her. If she has any trouble with the skit, you phone me. I'll be at the Rossville Hotel, room 809. Call me anytime you want it.
Hi, Freddie. Hiya, kid.
Hmm?
Hi. Don't you remember me?
No. No, I never saw you before in my life.
Hey, you punk, you come back here. Don't you give me that I don't know you stuff. You know me, Freddie Lang, and you might as well admit it.
Okay, Helen, I know you. So what?
Oh, that's more like it. Aren't you a little surprised to see me?
I am.
And aren't you glad to see me?
You know I'm not.
Oh, Freddie, you know you don't mean that.
No? Well, just don't let me tell you how much I mean it. Look, what are you doing up here anyway? This is a nice town that's full of nice people.
Well, maybe I'm here to give it some flavor. Nice towns with nice people are so dull. What are you doing here?
I live here, and I work here.
So I heard from one of the gang. But I didn't believe it, so I thought I'd come up here and see.
Look, you didn't come up here to see me. Who are you running away from this time?
Nobody in particular, just everybody in general. It's dull in the old neighborhood since the gang broke up.
None of them broken out yet, have they?
Nah, they're all in the Star and are going to stay there for a long time. I got a letter from Bill Carver's sister. That's how I heard you were in Rossville.
Well, that's just great. Remind me to choke the guy who taught Carver's sister to write.
Oh, Freddie, what's the matter? What are you so sore about?
Nothing at all. Look, I'm in an awful hurry.
Oh, now, hey, now, wait a minute, kid. You don't get rid of me this easy.
Look, I got rid of you and the whole gang when I scrammed out of New York. And I want to stay rid of you, see?
You're still the same old Freddie. You object to everything, but sooner or later you can be talked into anything.
Well, so long, Helen. I've got to get along.
Come on. How about taking me somewhere?
Huh?
Just for old time's sake.
I'm sorry, Helen. I don't have the time.
Come on. I'm starved, and I hate to eat alone.
I told you, Helen,
just
when I left town...
Just a sandwich, Freddie. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
Well, maybe you have, but I haven't. I like to forget about New York, the neighborhood, and the gang, and all the rest of the trouble.
Yeah. There was a lot of trouble, wasn't there? But there were some good times, too, Freddie.
Okay, you're right when you say I can be talked into things. That's what you mean by the good times.
We got along, didn't we?
Well, we stayed out of jail, but that's because they never pinned anything on you, and I had some friends who went to bat for me. Look, I'll buy you that sandwich, but then I got to scram.
Sure. Where we go? I just got into town today and don't know my way around.
Well, there's a place a couple blocks down the street. Come on.
Now you're being the old Freddie Lang I love.
Look, Helen, you better keep moving on. See, this is no place for you.
Oh, but you're the guy for me, Freddie. You always were. I always told you when you grew up I was going to marry you. Maybe you don't have brains, but you're the kind of a guy who can get places without them. Say, you know something, kid? You don't talk the way you used to. You talk good now. Who's been teaching you?
I want to tell you all about that, too, Helen, and lots of other things. Look, I've got a job here now, see? It's a good job. In fact, I'm my own boss. I own a farm now.
Well, I sure was right about you, wasn't I? How'd you get the layout? Steal it from somebody?
No, I got it from my father-in-law.
Oh, I see. Your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Well, a guy doesn't get himself a father-in-law without marrying, does he?
You're not married. I won't believe it.
I am married, Helen. And I'm married to the best girl that I've ever met. And the swellest girl who ever lived, and we're going to have a baby. Now, look. Please, Helen, don't hang around Rossville and mess up everything, will you? I'll give you some money. I'll do anything you want, only just get out of this town and stay out, will you?
Oh, you married and having a baby. Oh, why, you cheap gutter snipe, petty thief, two-time...
Look, you don't have to remind me of what I was. I remember all that just too well now.
What do you mean what you was? You're still what you used to be and you always will be.
Well, maybe you're right, Helen, but there are a lot of people here who don't think so.
Well, I think so.
Well, what you think doesn't matter. It never did.
No? Well, it's going to. Because I'm not leaving town, Freddie Lang. And you're not getting rid of me.
Oh, no?
No. And if you think you can, just try it.
Well, while Julie Martin seems headed for fame and fortune in the movies, Freddie Lang seems doomed to difficulties. Will Freddie's past life loom up to spoil his newfound happiness and add another problem to the cares of Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.